is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say, Halle, Halle, Hallelujah.
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 I said the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
I said the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise, acknowledging Him always. And all the people say Halle, Halle, Halle.
Halle, Halle, Halle.
Halle,
hallelujah.
Halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle,
hallelujah.
Halle,
halle.
Please join us for a word of prayer.
Awesome God, we come praising Your holy name, for You are truly good and worthy to be praised. God, we come praising You because of Your mercy that never fails, for Your grace that is sufficient, for Your love that never ever ends and never gives up on us. God, we thank You for being God. We thank You for the ways You are making this day. We thank You for Your abundant blessings in our lives. We praise You. We praise You because You are truly worthy to be praised. God, forgive us for the times that we have fallen short, for the days that we lack the proper praise, for the times when we refuse or don't sing a new song unto You. God, I pray that You just revive our praise, that we might go in all the world singing praises to Your name, sharing our testimonies, oh God, so that people might come to know You, so that lives might be changed and the whole world might be changed. Bless God, like only You can. Bless us to sing new songs unto You. It's in Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
Now let's join Pastor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
Hear these words from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
The message in our music. We explored that all month, the soundtrack of our faith, even. And so I wonder, what is your go-to song? The song that gets you motivated no matter what. The song that gets you excited when you just hear the first few notes of the music and the melody. What is it that you love about that song? Maybe it's the instrumentation. When I share a song with Matt, it's the chords. He says, "Ooh, I never heard somebody put together chords like that." So it's the music that he loves the most. Maybe for someone else, it's the lyrics. What is it about the song that gets you moved? One of those songs for me is Not Churchy.
I confess. One of those songs for me is Run-DMC's King of Rock. Yes, from the 1900s, way in the 1900s. That song, it can get my house clean. It can get the Thanksgiving dinner cooked. It can finish a paper on any topic. That one, and anything by New Edition, well, that's gonna get me moving. But I wonder if you're like me and you sometimes need a different motivational song based on what you're doing or trying to do, or based on what you're going through. Maybe you need to hear something different. Your music for exercising might be different for your, let me go on, get this homework finished music. And your homework and your kingdom work music, well, they might be different things too. Walter Hawkins, Marvelous. Now that's one of my favorite worship songs. But I promise you, Pastor won't get any work done listening to that, because I'm going to be on my face on the floor crying and praying. I can't work to Walter Hawkins, but that's my worship music. So I wonder, given our topic last week, what is your manifestation music? If we are going to manifest the destinies that God has for us, then we have to be mindful of the words we're saying, the songs we're singing, because those things are the river on which our intentions float. What do you play? What do you sing to get the things done that God is speaking over your life? You might think about that as your soundtrack of faith. You might think about it as your musical theology. We study and we learn scripture so that we can show ourselves approved, so that we will know God's will for us, so that we will have the power to pursue God's will. But the background sounds, that matters. Just like it matters what the chatter is around us, who the people you let in your ear, in your space. Just like that matters, the music we sing and play is planting seeds all day. So what's your musical theology? If you were communicating your faith story, what songs would make the cut? What's going to be on the soundtrack? When I was in seminary, we used to play a game called Musical Theology Tag to get to know each other. So I might tag some of you on Facebook or somewhere this week so we can hear our musical theology. The songs that made my playlist then and still now, the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. It is well. The C.C. Winans version of the hymn, I Surrender All. Public Enemies, Fight the Power. India Arie's, Strength, Courage, Wisdom. All of that's my musical theology, even if it's not gospel. And if this were an album, ask your grandparents what an album is. But if this was an album, the B-side would start off with Tupac. Ask your parents who Tupac is. It would start off with Tupac's Brenda's Got a Baby. That song taught me everything I needed to know about social justice. It lifted up all the things I cared about in the world: poverty, abuse, addiction, human trafficking. So that would definitely make the cut. Right alongside, it would be a back-to-back, Mary Mary, I Can't Give Up Now, which we know is a riff off of James Cleveland's No Way Side. So we're not gonna be able to hear the Mary Mary without hearing the James Cleveland No Ways Tied. Depending on the day, anybody from Common to Lizzo to Lecrae can make my cut list. To Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? And to the old school psalmist, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Wake Up Everybody. For somebody, this is the music of your grandparents, what your grandmama played while she was cleaning house or cooking Sunday dinner, what your grandfather played while he was in the garage working on his car. These are the songs that grandparents were humming as they got ready for church on a Sunday morning. I wonder what the treasured songs of your faith are that were passed down from church back in the day, from elders back in the day. And it doesn't matter if back in the day was just the 80s for you. What is the treasure that was passed down? As I started to work on this sermon, I glanced across my office and I caught a glimpse of this hymn book that was my grandmother's hymnal. It has her brother's name in it. It has her name in it. And I got to looking at some of the song treasures that we don't sing no more, but certainly are part of the inheritance of our faith. Now, this song is right on the page next to Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. So I know they were singing this one. I don't know if they were singing this one, but it says, it's called just the gospel. And it says, I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the cursed load. I bring my guilt to Jesus to wash my crimson stains clean in his blood most precious till not a stain remains. Y'all don't know the rappers that sing Not a Stain on Me. That'll hit different the next time you hear that song. Not a stain remains. This song, oh, sometimes the shadows are deep and rough seems the path to the goal. And sorrows, sometimes how they sweep like tempests down over the soul. Oh, then to the rock let me fly. That's the good news. To the rock that is higher than I. Oh, then to the rock let me fly. To the rock that is higher than I. I wonder if you might just shout out a favorite song or hymn, some of your musical inheritance that your family gave to you. Talk to me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Where could I go? Blessed assurance. Amazing grace. In the garden. He lives. I hear Mr. Tarver humming, but he didn't say it. And I hear you. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. Any others? What else is in our musical inheritance today? Precious Lord. Peace in the valley. Guide me, O thy great Jehovah. I love to tell the story. Great is thy faithfulness. Rock of ages. Cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Any others? What else is in our musical inheritance? My girl. Amen. I want to hear more about that. I can hear the Lord singing that to us. What else is in our musical inheritance? It's me, O Lord. I come to the garden alone. Yes, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. This would be like one of those three CD packs or one of those. I mean, I don't know how much streaming credits it would take. I don't know if y'all got to teach me about that still. I don't know how many streaming credits it would take to download the full compilation of our musical theology, because we have a rich theology. Songs like those that you name make up the soundtrack of our faith. That's our subject today, and the VBS theme, as I said earlier, the message in our music. So all throughout the month, we'll explore these kind of songs that shape our faith and help us walk by faith. Friends, the fact that Psalms is the longest book in the Bible lets you know that music was always a key component of the theology. The book of Psalms offers us 150 songs, 150 hymns that the Israelites would have used in their personal worship and in their worship as a community. It is literally Israel's hymn book. We have a rich musical theology, a rich inheritance of praise. And from the Israelites, we also learn that our theology ought to impact our biology. In other words, what we believe makes a difference in how we behave. Our theology is simply what we think about God. Our biology, our life and living, how we function, how we grow, how we evolve even. So I wonder, what are we willing to do with and for God because of what we know about God? How does your theology impact your biology? The psalmist Harold Melvin would say, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We got to change it, you and me. The soundtrack of our faith ought to constantly be working on us and putting us to work in the world. Our soundtrack should be changing us and helping us change the world. The world won't get no better. We got to change it. Just you and me. If we are dissatisfied in any way about anything, whether that's politics, schools, home, church, please know that your dissatisfaction is an invitation to action. I'll say it again. Your dissatisfaction is an invitation to action. It's an invitation to consider how you personally can help change things. Because, friends, there are two things that you can count on. Our God, who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the same, is always changing things. Our God, who is all powerful, is always looking for help from you and from me. Now, this God doesn't need our help, but God wants it. And so God serenades us until the music makes us better, more dedicated disciples. Disciples who, as Psalm 100 says, shout for joy to the Lord. Disciples who worship the Lord with gladness, who come before him with joyful songs. God serenades us until we sing back, until we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, until we give thanks to him and praise his name, until we become disciples who sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Marvelous things, church, marvelous things. And those marvelous things motivate us to sing a new song unto the Lord. So friends, what's the song in your heart for the Lord today? Does it come from the Psalms? Are you singing about God's faithfulness? Are you singing about God's love that endures forever and ever throughout all the generations? Or maybe your heart's a little more discouraged today than it is encouraged. The psalm book has something for that too. There's room on your soundtrack for lament, to sing the songs that name the pain of the world to God and ask God to step in and heal the world. It's possible that the news, local, national, might be making it hard for you to notice the ways God is making today. Maybe you're struggling to see light in the midst of darkness. Maybe the song in your heart is an anthem of agitation, perhaps inspired by the psalmist Langston Hughes. hear this anthem of agitation, just a few words, a portion of his poem, written almost 100 years ago, but still true today. Let America be America again. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free. For all the dreams we've dreamed and all the songs we've sung and all the hopes we've held and all the flags we've hung, the millions who have nothing for our pay except the dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again, the land that has, the land never has been yet and yet must be, the land where every man is free. I believe the psalmist might have heard Langston from the future and responded with Psalm 137 asking, how can we sing the Lord's song? How can we sing Zion's songs in a strange land, in a foreign land, in an oppressive land, in an unjust land? On the soundtrack of our faith, I hear one songwriter responding, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak a word over yourself. I hear another hymn writer responding, saying, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, whither shall I go? Well, the good news is we serve a God who never withdraws, who never goes, who never leaves us or forsakes us, who never abandons us. And the psalmist knew firsthand that God is an ever-present help. So Psalm 96 urges us, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among the people, for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Friends and fellow psalmists, what is the song in your heart today that you sing to that kind of faithful God? Will you lift your voice? Will you lift your whole life as a song, as a testimony? For as God promises in Isaiah 65, while we are yet speaking, God will hear. What song will you sing to God whose love endures forever and ever and ever? What song will you sing to God who is with us and for us? And if God be for us, who can be against us? Friends, what is on your faith soundtrack? I can hear someone saying today, I'm not much of a singer, Pastor. I can hear someone saying, well, I don't really play music like that. Friends, don't miss it. Don't miss it. You don't have to be a singer, but you do have to have a song in your heart. You don't have to be in the choir, but you do have to make a joyful noise for yourself. The choir can't praise for your provisions. The choir can't magnify him for your miracles. You don't have to be on the praise team, but you gotta praise because God is worthy. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever because God is great and worthy of all praise. Friends, as disciples bearing witness, singing our song is not an option. It's not based on how we feel. It's not based on what the circumstances are. We sing our song simply because that's a part of who we are. And friends, we need to keep it fresh. The same way you turn on the radio and you get tired of hearing them same six songs, we ought to get tired of offering God a predictable praise. Amen. Lord, send a revival. Lord, revive our praise. Is there anything we need to do individually to enliven our praise? I'm not talking about what the choir can do or what the musician can play. I'm asking, what will you do as disciples to set the atmosphere for praise. I'm asking, what does the song in your heart sound like today? Because Paul says it this way in Romans 13, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And we've already heard it say, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed, no more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Friends, wake up, everybody. No more lackluster praise. It's time to praise in new ways. What would it look like or sound like if we woke from our slumber to sing our song? What ministry would you join? How would your prayer life change? Who would be inspired by the song you sing? God's kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven as each of us sings our song, as each of us plays the soundtrack of our faith. What do we have to sing about today? I hear some melodies of mercy. I hear some ballads of blessing, new ways we've been blessed just this week. I hear hymns offered up to the Holy One, the one who alone is able to bear all the burdens of this broken world. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. What's that one song that can get you moving, get you serving in the name of Jesus? What's that song you inherited from your family? What's that one song that can tell the testimony of your life in just a verse or two? Whatever it is, I pray that you sing unto the Lord. I pray that you serve unto the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath sing your song. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.